Oh, for fuck's sake. Can't you just stay on track with your tasks? Of all the staff in the office, I can't believe the boss just had to put us together with this project. Well, I'm not exactly slap happy to work with you either. As you know, the feeling is mutual. I thought we'd be better off just splitting up our tasks and just leaving each other alone. But clearly, you can't fucking focus and get your shit together. It's a team building exercise. Honestly, I think she paired us up just to fuck with us. She knows damn well we're not each other's biggest fans. Me? No, sweetheart. I'm pretty sure she found out from you. You always were a bitchy little gossip. No? Well, I'm shocked, honestly, sweetheart. Oh, yeah? You hate it when I call you that. Good. Thank you, sweetheart, because now I know what I should always refer to you as. Yeah. Call me an arsehole all you like. You can't hurt me anymore. You have no power over me. You can try to rile me up as much as you want to, sweetheart. As long as you get your fucking work done. Look around. The office is deserted. You really screwed me over. I had to cancel my plans just because you can't work in any possible way. Ha! Things have changed since the last time we spoke at length, sweetheart. I did have plans, as a matter of fact. Plans you ruined. What else has changed about me? And what plans? So many questions. Well, aren't you the curious little cat tonight? Let me see. You may have noticed I have a far lower tolerance for bullshit, which is why I'm not answering any more of these inane questions. Oh, and my plans aren't any of your fucking business. Get back to work. I just want to get this done and go home and have a beer and get some peace from the sound of your voice. Back to work. Get to it, bitch. Okay, that's it. You wanna know what's changed about me? What's changed since the last time we interacted? Yeah, I mentioned the fact that you have no power over me like you used to. You know why that is? It's because I don't let disobedient, nasty girls walk all over me anymore. You see, I've discovered a far more dominant side of myself since the last time you tried to fuck with me. I may not be the boss of this office, but someone has to teach you some manners. Someone has to show you all of what you are, and that someone is me, sweetheart. No, slut, don't stand up. Stay right there. Stay sitting in that seat. If you can't take that one order, my work is truly cut out for me. Nope, I said sit down, sweetheart. Do I have to put my hands on your shoulders and shove you back down? Because I don't mind doing so. Not at all. There we go. Good girl. See? Those two little words have made you blush a little. I call you a good girl if you actually behave like one. But for right now, you're still not. And bad girls need to take punishment. Do you want Master to set you straight, sweetheart? Sorry, slut. You're going to have to be a bit more clear. I want to hear you say, "Please correct my behavior, Master." Say it now. You know what? Usually I wouldn't accept just please, but I can see how hard it is for you to swallow your pride, so allow me to go ahead with humbling you. Undo my belt. Do it now. Good. Zipper now. Now, open that whore mouth for me, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I guess you're not totally useless after all, are you? You're not bad at this at all. Let me just grab a fistful of that hair. You don't mind if I'm a little rough with you, do you? Sorry, couldn't hear you. I'm just gonna take that as a yes. Open your throat, bitch. Yes. Take my cock all the way down your throat. That's all your mouth is really good for, isn't it? Yeah, I've had enough of your bitching slot. From now on, you and I both know that that mouth is only good for taking this cock. And the way you're moaning on it. God damn. You're enjoying this so much more than you'd like to admit. I love it. Okay, bitch, get up. Ah, sweetheart, I know. You really, really loved having that cock in your mouth. But it's time for me to take that pussy. Now! Let me just take off this tie. Why? Oh. Because I'm going to tie it around your wrist so you don't squirm around so much. That's right. I told you I've changed. This version of me takes bad girls and treats them like the dirty bitchy sluts they are. Yeah. You know what? You actually don't look half bad when you have that around your wrists. Far more appealing. Get over the desk. That's right. Face down, arse up. Keep those hands behind your back. Oh, sweetheart. You're not supposed to be comfortable anyway. You wear such short little skirts to work. Have you been trying to provoke me, I think maybe you have been. Such a dirty girl. Dressing like the slut you are. Just to get the attention of the dude who hates your guts. Oh, sweetheart, believe me, I know. You're not my biggest fan either. But by the way, you keep inching that cunt closer and closer to me. Not my biggest fan, per se, but maybe my cocks. Go on then, bitch. Keep on desperately grinding that pussy up against me. And those soft little moans. Those lazy little panties are just completely soaked free for me, huh? Sorry. Not for me. Of course not for me. Not for that one co-worker you hate. But damn, you really want this cocker. Huh? Well, here, first of all, what we're going to do is just get rid of those panties. My panties. Tough shit, Slot. They're not the only thing I'm going to be ruining tonight. After all, didn't you ruin my plans? Yeah, you did. And now, you're going to take this cock. And I guess maybe you could call this payback, huh? Because here's the thing. You could make up for those plans I had to cancel. I had a hot date all lined up. I was so excited for it. No, really, she's smoking hot. And she's a good girl. And instead, here I am stuck with you. My fucking bitch of a co-worker. You want me to fuck you like I was gonna fuck her, hmm? You want me to make you scream like I wanted her to? You want me to give you a proper fucking like I should have a long time ago? God, if only I did, then you wouldn't be so bitchy and mean to everyone. But hey, look at you now. The high and mighty bitch. Suddenly humbled. Pushed down onto her desk. While a co-worker has her bound by the wrists and fucked the living daylight out of her. So needy. So achy. Fuck. God, that's so fucking tight. We're just milking my dick. Ah, shit. Who does this cunt belong to, huh? I didn't hear you, whore. Who does this wet, dripping, tight little pussy belong to? That's right. It belongs to me. I'm gonna free your wrists now so you can play with that needy little clit. What can I say? I'm feeling generous. I'm such a kind and considerate master, aren't I? So you should thank me. I still have your wrists. You'll get them once you thank me, understand? Go on then. Do it. Thank me. Good girl. I just have to make sure you're still restrained. A hand around your throat will do nicely, right? Now, play with that clit. I want you right on the edge. Yes, right there. Fucking hell, your pussy feels amazing. You on the edge, baby? Good. We're gonna come together, okay? You ready for me? You ready for your arsehole co-worker to fill up your cunt with his cum? You want some dude you hate to come inside you? Hmm? Beg. Beg for me again, Slot. You can do it. Say, please, Master, I want you to come inside me. Go on, say it. Say it. Say it. Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, oh, fuck, sweetheart. I'm coming. I'm coming. Ah, oh, fucking take it, you little bitch. You whore. You arsehole, you fucking slut. Ah, oh, my dirty slut. Ah! Ha ha ha. Oh fuck. Ah. I've been dying to do that for a long time. I know you have. Now that I've finally given you the fucking you've been craving, and we've gotten all of that frustration out, and gotten the hate fuck we wanted, can we please just focus on the project and get this shit done? I want to go home.